it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
20th anniversary spectacular. The clock is ticking on us, isn't it?
Ticking where?
Wow, man. Mike, what's up next?
What's we got? When we get back here, there's a lot of clips that we have that they're not exactly a few minutes long. They're just more of a few seconds long.
All right, yeah. But I just want to say, personally.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
When we got out here, and obviously, right, you guys had your wives or soon-to-be wives with you, so I was a single guy. First of all, shout out to all the AMPMs and the extra mile stores I went and opened with Johnsonville Brats and all this stuff. But also, I would go to a lot of shows and a lot of Seahawks watch parties and everything else, and just people were so nice, and they were so cool, and to this day, like, I am blown away. Like, tomorrow, you know, like, or I meet somebody at a Sounders game, like, do you mind taking a picture? Do you mind signing an autograph? It's like, no. You know what I mean? Like, it is beyond flattering. Yeah.
It absolutely is, man. I mean, look, here's the truth of it, man. People, and I hate when people say, man, I saw you somewhere. I don't want to bug you and your family. I definitively appreciate the position you're coming from. But unless I look heated and I'm screaming at my kids or something, like, come up and say hello. Because here's what you don't know, right? One, it is very flattering, and it's insane to me, but very cool to me that you reach people and that it matters, right? That what we do matters. But also, believe it or not, my kids, you know, who I have to raise, and there's a lot of things I can't quite share with them, they appreciate it because no matter what they think of me, they can't believe that their dad does something where, as my son says, why is everyone so happy to see you? Which basically tells me he's not always. But the point being, you go, hey, man. And so one of the things I do try to preach to my kids, I go, look, man, the world is the world. You're going to see it how you see it. Things are how they are. It's not always awesome. But when you're going to mingle with other people, man, just try to be positive. Try to make people smile. Try to do something funny. Definitely give my son credit on that. He goes for that all the time. By the way, you're not always funny, mofo. You kind of are, but not always.
He's lying. Every day he comes in, talks a new anecdote about his son and how funny he is. So if you're listening, don't believe your dad because he talks really, really, really highly.
And great call about CeeDee Lamb.
About you and your sister.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Every
yeah.
single day.
So but it matters, man. That. It really does resonate, even with the kids, man. Just to be able to do something where the kid, and it makes me happy because I look at my kids and go, look, if they know nothing else, because you lead by, your words mean nothing, you lead by example, right? So at least the one thing is I know that they believe if you try to bring some kind of joy into the world, it does not have to be important.
Yeah.
Important stuff always sucks. Yeah. I always say it's like paying bills or buying something you want. I do both. I never smile when I pay bills. I'm always smiling when I buy something that, yes, baby, I don't need this. That's why I'm happy.
Right. Yeah. So, and very important to know, too. Look, everyone has, the world is what it is right now. Our goal is to bring everyone together.
That's
right.
That's we talk about things that we can all relate to. We don't want to divide.
No.
We don't want to be the people that say, hey, there's something wrong with you because of this or that or whatever.
Even on this program, we got a lot of different backgrounds.
Every topic we try to talk about is for everyone.
Hell yeah.
It's going to a backyard barbecue. It's going to your neighbor's house. It doesn't matter what religion they are, what they believe in, where they are politically. We are going to have a fun time. We live next door, and we are citizens of Seattle. We are friends. We are neighbors. We're cool. Let's just do that.
Although you could mow your freaking lawn. That,
I'm serious. What is up with that tree? Like, get rid of the tree.
Right. That's right.
Small things. But
it throws me off sometimes. Like, I apologize if I've ever given somebody, like, a bad encounter. Because I don't get it all that often. Then all of a sudden, somebody will just show up to me. Like, it happened to me when I was down on the Seahawks field not long ago. He sent us an email. It was a very, very kind email. And I appreciate him very, very much. But he walked up to me, NFL guy, official. You, Mike? Like, yeah. Love the show, dude. Like, okay, I was thrown off.
Thank God.
I'm not on in that moment.
Thank God.
But, you know, and to some degree, like, I want to give you guys a little bit of the experience. So my apologies if I've never given you guys that experience. But I love it every time somebody comes up and says hi.
It is cool. I mean, sometimes even just going to a Seahawks game and seeing a cop put his hand up, like, oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Hey, man, hey, Ted, love the show.
yeah, dope.
7-1 cop. I got a cop escort to the Greenwood car show, right? And God, I'm in a horrible mood. I'm just pissed off about a million different things, which is typically how I am anyway. And I guess it's Greenwood Avenue, all right?
Yeah.
And there's a massive body you can't get through. I'm not going to cut through the event that they're doing. And there's like 9 cops on the side of the road. And this guy turns around, starts walking toward me. And in my mind, I'm just like, I'm not in the mood for this. He's like, hey, man, I love the show. What are you doing? I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm having a bad day. My wife and my kids are on the other side of this, but that's where our friends lived, or at a friend's house. I said, they're on the other side of this. He's like, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous that you get that kind. My wife got out of a speeding ticket. Now, granted, I was in the passenger seat, hammered. And you, I am laughing my ass off. And the guy kind of peeks in. He goes, hey, man, are you in the men's room? I'm like, yeah, man, my wife is speeding so much. Just gave her a warning. It's these little things like that.
Yeah, and I would apologize to the cop.
Oh, no. Oh, you should.
On the night of the Temple of the Dog concert, you have a spectacular mustache, and I'm sorry that I asked you if I could touch it, and you said if I did, I would be arrested. I apologize. It was spectacular.
Will you let people touch your mustache tomorrow?
Magnum P.I. spectacular. Nice. This guy had like a NFL coach, mustache, fireman, policeman.
Thrill he will. Let's go ahead and make an official announcement. Tomorrow, Miles has a mustache, and yes, you can touch it. You
especially
can
lick it. If you're giving my hair to this cat.
You can lick it. Right. All right, what do we got?
Oh, good Lord. So that I'm going to call an audible here. So back to stunts on a dime. I don't know if this was actually an official stunts on a dime, but this was another video that showed up on the YouTube channel. You guys had a couple of lovely young ladies from a local spa that came in. Our very own The Ted Smith.
Oh, this was on the air.
He's a hairy man. You know what? Hairy beast.
Yeah,
damn right.
Say.
Even Bigfoot looks at Ted and goes, Jesus.
That's right. Front
to goes, back. Hey, baby, you want a date?
And no, so he just calls me cuz.
They brought in all the equipment, dude.
Cuz. What's up, cuz?
They brought in all the equipment. They brought in a table. They brought in blankets. They brought in wax. They brought in strips. And our own The Ted Smith was waxed live on the air.
I lose Duff McKagan.
Well, Duff McKagan was there.
Watch Ted get trimmed.
Yes. I wouldn't miss a good man.
Grab that microphone right there. Can you believe how hairy this man is? Look at that. Look at that thing.
Yeah, so I was saying I wouldn't miss a good man waxing.
Oh, man.
Wow.
When is
this
going to
go down?
Right now.
Yes, it is.
What are you doing? Are we a part of some documentary there, Duff? What is what are you doing?
Hairy bastard.
Good to see you, Duff.
Are you mesmerized by the pelt?
It's great.
Look at his shoulders.
Everything but his head.
Hey, what's the score with the scissors? Did they actually have to cut the hair back some before?
They were combing his chest and stomach hair.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
You all right? How's that? Oh! Man, oh, man. This is... How you doing there, Ted? You all right?
It's just ticklish.
Duff, Duff, in the rock and roll world, do you do anything, body wise for your appearance, anything?
Well,
I mean, honestly,
a gentleman does talk about
this. Well, we're talking to you.
Oh, God, I'm not right. But I don't have.
Start this way.
I don't have the kind
you
of
just
body.
Have
hair.
Oh,
not even close.
Nobody does, man. Nothing that walks on two legs has that kind of.
Look at he's shaking.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
A couple more emails.
Look at how pale he is under there, man.
Let's see. I just want to let you guys know the Bremerton Navy Exchange Mini Mart is selling men's room ale. It's about time. That from Denise found the delectable brew at Foss Grocer in Kent. I swear, guys, it's like finding gold in the backyard. That
oh, fudge! Oh, God!
Kelly Closer!
Oh!
You'll be happy to know the men's room red
guy. Oh,
sharing a shelf with Fort Local at Happy's Market
in Ellensburg, Washington. That from Matt.
Oh, look at you all right, man?
Oh. Dude, do a nipple.
Yeah. Oh, please don't cover my nipple with that.
Oh, it's fun. Give it a try.
Ladies and gentlemen, your own D-Ted Smith is part of the GTL lifestyle for the month of February. Is getting his chest waxed from the beauty bar boutique. Originally, I didn't know we were going to go full frontal on this. I thought it was just going to be the back.
No, man, he's going for the full thing, for the tan. I mean, let's face it, man. One jersey shorts, the front and the back. Mm-hmm. So and Ted has the luxury of being hairy all over, man. It's a, and ladies, have you ever seen a man this hairy? I mean, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
They do this for a living, I imagine.
Like what percentage?
Not very many.
Okay.
Not very many this hairy.
I'll swing him in the high percentile.
Oh, my God.
Boobs. That hurts
up
here, Miles.
I believe.
Right,
his faces. Yeah.
Somebody needs to be
fanning. Hey, Duff, really, what are you guys doing in here? You guys, what are you filming in the documentary?
Oh!
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Since he's getting this done, might as well. What are you guys filming?
Sort of a docudrama.
Docudrama?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it about? Is it about the life and times of Loaded, or what's the idea?
Wish I was Loaded.
We tried.
How about the Duff McKagan radio show? The thing that aired on New Year's Day.
Oh! Yes!
I think we might do that.
So is it a book about your life?
It's a book about my life. Yes, about my life. About my part in my life.
That you remember.
Well, actually, I remember a lot. Just, you know, I don't think any of us really remember things in a perfect chronological
right.
order. And then when you have an editor that I've been sending, I write a column for the weekly, and that's where...
Oh! Sorry, Duff!
But writing in 1,000 words stops and starts.
Has it been therapeutic at all for you? When you go back and kind of remember all this stuff?
Like something I never... It was like a freight train. And when you start writing about
like
things...
Like a nitrate.
Sorry.
Was this your idea, or did someone approach you and say, "Hey, man"?
Because you're in Guns N' Roses, you get approached about doing books. I have. All of us have for about 15 years. But I don't have a big urge to tell that story, or I'm not throwing anybody else in the
bus. Right.
Yeah.
But you've shown up in so many other people's books that I have read personally. So it's kind of ironic. I mean, usually you pop up in everybody's book anyway, from one situation, one story or another, and now you get to tell your own, which has got to be pretty cool.
Whoa, go Gunners! You look high. You look real high and tight there.
Almost got the whole chest cleared off already.
I know, man.
You look like a 12-year-old boy right now up front.
Hey, Duff, if you don't mind us asking, this is something I'm curious about. How did that O2 Arena thing come about? That one offer you when you got up on stage?
Oh, with Axel.
Yeah.
How did it come about? I was there on other business. Showed up to London, and I stayed at the same hotel every time I go there.
Okay.
And, Ted.
That's right.
I was kind of interested.
We got the lovely ladies from the Beauty Bar, Spa, and Boutique. The lovely Michelle, the lovely Lisa, Duff McKagan, rock and roll star in studio. Ted is getting his front waxed. Sides, ladies, or are we going to go... Because that won't look right. It's got to go all the way around, right?
I
would assume that
under
the arm is incredibly painful.
Man, he looks like a raw chicken.
He does.
Look at that. I don't know if Sunlight's ever seen that.
Hey, how you feeling, Ted? You okay?
Now, it's time for great moments in men's room history.
All day, Ted.
I got you, AD.
When just because a hot woman goes out with a...
Garlic?
Wow.
Well, all the bitches, happy Tuesday to you.
Excuse me.
Today's shot is brought to you by Jim Beam Black.
Okay, Ted's over there.
See? I lift up my leg, though. Excuse me one moment.
Jesus.
Garlic.
Wow.
God. I don't even know what this is from.
All day, Ted.
I do. Is that vanilla bean frappuccino?
Oh, good call. Never mind. My apologies.
All day with you, man. Yeah. Pornography, anyone? Sounds legal to me with some paperwork. Damn.
Garlic.
That's from Alex.
All right, do we have time for a few extra emails here from the men's room at KISW.com?
Do we?
Jesus. Pass the napkins.
Hey, get the spray.
Where is the spray?
Oh, Jack? Definitely get the spray.
Yeah, I got to read the rest of these. I'm going to have my mouth open. I'm going to pull over here beside you. 206-421-ROCK, 800-783-ROCK.
Garlic.
Nice.
The only thing I saw was the Adam Sandberg, digital short where...
What was that?
Garlic.
Much love, dudes. That from Joanna.
Garlic.
Nice.
Today's shot brought to you by Jim Beam Black, because once you go black, you never go back. By the way, it's 86 proof. It's aged 8 years, and they put it in this bottle, and within 20 minutes, you will guzzle it.
Jesus Christ.
Jim Beam Black did not pay for that.
This has been another great... This has been another moment in Men's Room history.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Wow, what a pleasure joined in the studio by Steve's wife.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah! How are you, man? You okay with all this?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Uh-huh.
You've been listening time, today?
On and off when I've been, most of the time, because I've been in the car. Well,
have you remembered any of the memories that I brought forth today?
All of them.
I said, look, man, I wake up to her going, do you remember what happened? I go, nope.
Do you regret any of this? Do you wish that somehow, you probably should not have met him?
No.
You sure?
Say it with some confidence.
Jesus. This has been the greatest thing in my life.
I want to keep in mind, this is the woman that escorted me from downtown Baltimore after the riot police showed up.
Who?
Okay. Damn. My arm over her shoulder. I'm way too tall for that.
And
I got my
friend.
Ass. And your friend, Dizzle.
Yeah. She's too good for you, man.
Right? I know that. But it's a different night.
Okay, right, sorry.
I mean, I've almost killed Ken.
He was aggressive.
In a car going down a wrong way street.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Don't open that beer in the back.
Ted,
don't open
the beer
in the car. Yeah. We're in Tacoma.
Okay, no worries.
Getting pulled over.
Me and Ted were really trying to be subtle, I think, a couple times in that car.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah, you guys.
Well, here we are 20 years later, babe. You've been here for all of it.
All of it.
I love that you have horrible taste. I appreciate that deeply. Speaking hey, I love taste. It. I got your back.
Speaking of taste.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. My wife, she's going out with friends for dinner tonight. And when you eat dinner, the idea is to keep it in your stomach. So the last thing she wants to do is revisit our world of when we first met and we did Shots of Tuaca. But Ryan Castle... Going in the way back machine.
Thank
brought us
you,
a bottle.
Ryan.
You can thank him tomorrow morning in the car.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, and he needs a ride.
I've already all of you guys.
Maybe
all day
don't
tomorrow.
Pick him. Maybe don't pick him up. You figure it out, buddy.
That's right.
Why don't you ride your hog up there? Your Harley guy.
Wait, I'm
going
to be driving most of you home anyway, too. So I don't know what the.
Ted already asked me if we're going to the bar tomorrow afterwards. I said we'll play
Charlotte,
by ear.
We will have Charlotte.
Whoops. Pacing.
But you agreed to do a shot of Tuaca.
Old time's sake, I guess.
Okay. So, come on, third night. You're doing it with mine.
Oh, I'll do the shot then.
So, baby, this is for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Here we go.
Face putting to face.
One more.
It's always on the radio.
What is Ted's nickname again?
Huh?
Does he have a nickname, Ted?
No, you were the devil.
Yeah, you're the
Ted
devil.
Ted didn't have a nickname. Mike said, no, just me.
Yeah. I'm just you.
I'm just Mike.
Cállate el Diablo.
Not Coke Ted, nothing?
Actually, she is on my phone as La Diablo. That is the honest. That's the honest
Arriba, God. Arriba underlay.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So, baby, this is for you. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze.
You're going to drink
because we think it's yummy.
Yummy. It's average.
Yummy,
it's
baby.
Horrible.
Because we think it's yummy, not horrible. It doesn't rhyme. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Come
down
on, baby.
Hold on. Come on, wife.
Yeah. Look at that.
Where are you eating at tonight?
Look at that beautiful face.
We're going to the rooftop of our fern, and then we're going to Salt Harvest in the...
Salt and Harvest, where they take the...
No, just Salt Harvest.
Salt Harvest, where they take the vegetables and they put salt on them.
I know.
Salt Harvest. Like, this is a great idea. These guys got stoned and millions of dollars in investors, and this
salt
is
amazing. It doesn't taste as bad as I remember.
You know what? I'm with you. It didn't taste nearly as bad as I thought.
Yeah, see? As it used to be.
Also, Mike, mark this down. 6 months from now, he'll love this restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll be there. He's going. I'll be there.
All right, man. Hey, real quick.
Where is it?
Since you're here, what is your memory?
Ooh, good call.
Show related, not me. Let's keep the personal stuff out of it.
Handful of memories out there.
I can't think of one. There's so many.
The one that sticks out the most.
You've
the first
seen
one
it
that
all.
Comes to mind.
You've seen all of it.
Contrary to popular belief, I'm the one that came up with the idea for Ted's wedding.
I know.
Oh, nice. Oh, good call.
Great event.
Yeah, it wasn't Ted's idea.
It was a great event. It was all mine.
You planned? You were his wedding planner.
No, I just came up with the idea to have the wedding.
Mm-hmm. That actually was a great idea.
It really was. Ted should marry himself. I kind of remember that. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's when we lived in
I think your guys' wedding is probably the latest I've stayed up. 4 a.m.
Oh, my wedding?
In my adult life, yes. Yeah. I mean, at this point.
There's one picture
from a wedding, actually, she will not show. In the RV.
There's the trip we made to...
We were out at the gorge. And,
the gorge.
I was on mushrooms, and I was having a really bad trip.
I was totally
peeking.
Is that the one where Ted just appeared on stage to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he and Double R just shut up.
Like, I get back to the hill, and I go... And there's some listeners that are like, Ted, you want to smoke weed? I said, yeah, man, let's grab Miles.
Let's do it.
Now, you got to know, Miles enjoys his marijuana.
Never says no.
Right. I go, Miles, you want to smoke a bowl? What? No. And then the guys are like, I said, let's just leave him alone.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. And then I look and he's gone. And the next thing I know, it's like, hey, I'm the Ted Smith. Thank you, Allison Chains.
So next, Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver's coming up next. I'm like, how did he do that? This is crazy.
Was that when we slept next to the RV?
No, you will not.
Yes.
With Steve and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve? Yeah.
See, even she has stories she can't share.
That's right. There's a lot of stuff. Look, we've gone through a lot of history here. 20 years of history. There's some things you will never know.
No.
A lot of reasons you will never know.
And I'll tell you this. My wife has more dirt on Castle than...
Really?
She's got dirt on everybody.
Sure, by far.
She's the one that took me in after my incident.
I know.
Jesus. I don't have many of those. Jeez. Got it. He's got dirt on everybody. Oh, your guy's dog just going crazy. And Marshawn's like, I'm scared to go in there. And then just your children just don't know them.
Right.
I was like, all right, I'll be here. They were like, oh, all right. I was like, yeah, Mr. Mike's had a few beverages, boys. That was another brilliant.
The poor children have seen and dealt with is pretty amazing.
I know. I actually feel bad. I feel bad as a father. I do.
No.
Nothing's going to change. I just said I feel bad. It's two different things, man.
Yeah. No, in some circles, we call that growth.
The first step is realizing...
Maturity.
Maturity.
I cannot believe we're all still alive.
I know.
I can't believe you're all still alive.
No, I mean dead serious.
Yeah, seriously, man. It's been 20 years, and you've heard a lot on the show. There's so much more you don't know.
Yeah.
Like Castle even said earlier, like, I've told all the stories that can't be told. There's so many stories we can't. Like, babe, we waited to tell you and Castle's wife about our Emerald Down today. Like, we waited months.
No, you told me only because of what happened, because that was the same day the Hatchet people were at.
Yeah.
I had to hear about it because I found out long before Castle's wife
did.
There you go.
I
mean,
my wife said, I've had enough. I'm out. I can't take it anymore. I can't take you. I can't take your people. I can't take this. I'm gone.
I'm pretty sure I'm on my last drive, too, Miles.
This is so much.
How can your wife adjusting? It's a different world here, right?
So I do my best to try and not put her in that position. She also knows. She started out as a listener. I met my wife through the show because she's a listener of the show. So it's going to be, it's a weird adjustment for her because this show got her through a lot of stuff.
You think?
She had a lot of stress and ended up moving out of town. This was what reminded her of home, and this was just kind of what pulled her back. Kind of was her grounding, really. It was her foundation. This was what got her through a lot of very, very hard times. And then all of a sudden, like, hi, now we're married. And then it's still weird to all of us, for that matter, my wife, my mother-in-law, myself, that this is part of what our lives are. So it's an odd adjustment, but it has been a fun adjustment. The number of things that she's had to try to talk me off the ledge of, which I'm sure that there's a lot of conversations that happen there of just like, I think you've had enough. Maybe you should start eating something. Like, oh, that's a great idea.
My wife says that all the time.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for everyone that bought a ticket tomorrow.
Hey,
anytime it's sold out. We're going to have a lot of fun, man. Yeah, so we'll continue the party tomorrow. Thank you guys so much, man. And have a wonderful weekend if we don't see you there.
Touch Miles' mustache.
Yes.
Touch and bring him a hairless cat.
Ted buys beers.
In the meantime, we be all about this, bitch. So until, well, Monday or tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.